And you know, my granddaddy Bailey, that lives in the corner.
Well, we paid our house when it was rebuilt. That house was built, it was the first house that Bear Lumber Company built after they went in business. And it was built for a little over $5,000.
That's all it really is.
Yes, it is. And now it couldn't be built for less than $40,000.
Mm-hmm. So that's really an amazing increase in value, but then I guess your dollar's not worth as much. So.
Well, that's so.
What, if you had a visitor, someone come to visit you, and you had to take that person and show him the things that were most distinct about Montgomery, local landmarks and so forth, what are some of the places you'd take him?
Well, there's so many things you take. The average visitor would want to go to the Capitol, see the Capitol of the Confederacy, their home, and go up to the historical part. And now we would show them they want to see the Coliseum. And you take them down there and show them the riverboat and the Alabama River, that's new. Mm-hmm. And then the new building that they built down there.
Civic Center down there?
Yeah. That, those things that would show them now, but I'll tell you something that amazed you. During the Second World War, I was in charge of sale of bonds for Montgomery County. And we had entertainers coming here. Most of them were in the military. We could get them to help in the sale of bonds, put on these shows. But we had two actresses and an actor to come to Montgomery. And we asked them what they wanted to do, anything they wanted to see. And they said the only thing they wanted to do was to go over to Talladega, Alabama, and eat at the Purifier Hotel.
Is it still there?
No, it's closed now.
Why was it famous?
It was famous for their food. They put it all on a table, and you just, for a little nothing, you could get a spread.
Purifier
Hotel.
I don't know, one of the professors that I studied with in Alabama, James McMillan, was from Talladega. I'll have to ask him about that. He grew up there.
Yeah. Well, now, Talisa had the place that Purifier used to have. Oh, I don't mean the same place, but the same reputation.
What is it in Talisa?
I don't know the name of the place, but a lot of people from Montgomery ride over there on Sunday just to get that meal and during the week. If they got time enough, they ride over there in the middle of the day to eat.
I was not aware of that. Let's see. You mentioned eating. Are there any very distinguished kinds of restaurants in Montgomery, or places you might eat?
Well, the Elite is one of the principal places that Montgomery can brag about now.
What do they? Do they have some kind of any specialty? What do they have a specialty?
Well, they have good steaks. The salads are out of this world, and they serve seafood and the year round, and oysters in season. But they have a nice reputation.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, yeah, of course. Have you ever flown?
What?
Have you ever flown an airplane?